On Live and Local today here on FM 90.9, we're going to spend an hour with members of the faculty and guests at the Community Center for the Arts based in Urbana, downtown Urbana, in the old post office building. They're giving a benefit concert tonight, and it will represent the considerable variety of musical offerings that they have at the center in their instruction and also frequent performances by their faculty members, with some traditional classical, some traditional music, old-time music, and some jazz, and a little bit more. And we've got five performers with us live in the studio, and we'll be hearing them rather shortly. It's Community Center for the Arts on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, we had jazz pianist and bassist Tim Green on the program, and they were at Zorba's last night in Champaign. And Tim brought a number of the CDs that he has put out lately, including the most recent one, which is called Tim Green and Trio Cambia. This is an arrangement of Vince Guaraldi's Linus and Lucy. Tim Green is pianist, and Mark Magdalen is the drummer, Jake Vinsel on the bass. That was Tim Green and the Trio Cambria. Tim Green on piano, Mark Magdalen on drums, and Jake Vinsel bass in Vince Guaraldi's Linus and Lucy, their take on that from the new CD from Tim Green called Change of Seasons. And Tim Green, of course, on yesterday's Live and Local. On today's Live and Local here on FM 90.9, faculty members from the Community Center for the Arts in downtown Urbana, they're giving a springtime performance just for the grown-ups, they say, and which is sort of a significant statement because a lot of what they do does focus on younger people. And that event is at 7:30 tonight. Doors in the Wine Bar open at 7. It is a benefit performance for the Community Center. And I'll just tell you up front that if you want to get reservations, it can still happen. Best way to do it, no matter what you may have seen otherwise, is at this point to email the director of the center, Robin Kirtan, who is one of the folks with us, robin@c-4a.org. That's robin@c-4a.org. And Robin is here along with Jan Matthews on, do you have violin and viola? And Robin, are you also have your viola? You guys see them both there. Chris Raymond is on piano, and Matt Croissant on guitar and mandolin, and then Gunhildr Danadottir, I sort of pronounce. I can't do the R's. I don't do that very well. On just the violin. Yeah. And so I knew everybody but Gunnar here. And so thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
It's going to be a variety show this hour on Live and Local.
It's always that way.
Well, you know, the Community Center for the Arts is a variety show. Robin, why don't you give us a little bit of an introduction for those who are just hearing about it?
Yeah, it is a variety show. We function largely as a music school, and we have 12 music faculty members, and we teach bowed stringed instruments, violin, viola, cello, and also stand-up bass, and we teach plucked stringed instruments, including guitar, mandolin, ukulele, and banjo, and we teach piano, and all of us teach...
That would be the hammered string instrument.
The hammered string instrument. Oh, good. Thanks. Can I use that?
You may.
Okay. So we all teach... We're all classically trained, and a lot of us are classically trained, conservatory style, but we all play something that's not just... we play outside the classical realm in various ways. And so people who come to us have the opportunity to study a lot of different kinds of music. Our faculty experience runs the gamut from Baroque performance practice to Zydeco, and we've got rockers and bluegrassers and just a lot of different people on our faculty. So that's one of the things. We have a lot of students and like young kids and medium age kids and some pretty old kids in their 60s and 70s. So we have a pretty big spread of people across the board. And then we also have a number of performing ensembles and group music classes. Matt here has just had this crazy idea that people would like to learn music theory in a group class, and guess what? People signed up.
Madness, yeah.
And then we also have a growing visual arts program. And
do you want to elaborate on that?
You were looking at me, so I didn't know if I should stop talking or not. We have a number of summer art camps coming up. We have 10 different sessions of summer art camps this year. And they range from one called Camp Explosion, where I think the tagline is destruction can be beautiful, but it's they'll be working with different, different kinds of explosions that you can capture visually. I don't think they're really going to smash bananas and paint them, but no.
What was the name of that performance artist that used to do stuff
like
that?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of his name, too.
Starts with a G.
Gallagher?
Gallagher, yeah. He used to smash tomatoes.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do that. But,
smash art.
All of the art camps have 2D and 3D components of visual arts, and then there's going to be, depending on the week, there will be a mix of performance or music, stage performance or music or, pulling in different aspects of the physical sciences, and there's one called Medieval Mayhem where they're going to get a history lesson while they make their items, and there's two puppetry camps where there'll be a heavy performance and stage design emphasis, and there'll be one about cultural art and just a lot of different interesting.
And these
topics
are on top of all the music camps,
right?
Yeah.
And then we have the Bodacious String Band is sponsoring its 8th annual music camp.
That's what it says right here. Yeah.
And I had to count on my fingers. And we really did. We started planning this year's camp on the last day of last year's camp. We got together and said, okay, next year we're going to do this. And everyone was really excited, and they still are. And that's nice because we take adults and we take kids and we have classical chamber music and we have a lot of fiddling and we have rock and then there's a visual arts, there's a lot of electives. So I think it's pretty safe to announce this. We found a G-rated rapper who's going to come in and do a workshop with the kids.
That must have been quite a search.
We have been looking for years, but this guy's good. It turns out that he was a student. One of our faculty members, Tom Foe, teaches music classes at ISU, and this kid's in one of his classes, and I've met him. He's really engaging. I've heard his music. It's very thoughtful and clever and energetic,
And
actually G-rated, and I'm really excited to have him come do a workshop. Megan Smith, who is well known as the Amazon leader, will be doing a choir elective with us this year. And we're just expanding. You can still do harmonica or banjo if you want to. But
is this still all part of the Bodacious
camp? It's all part of the Bodacious
camp. Then you're having a rock camp for kids?
We're having a separate rock camp for kids. And that's Matt here and the aforementioned Tom are the key faculty. And between the two of them,
We've got everything covered at least once over. Yeah,
yeah, they've been around in different styles. You want to talk about that? Or?
It's something. It's kind of hard, especially for younger kids, to find performance opportunities in non-classical styles. And this is an opportunity both to get together with other kids that are similarly interested in rock music to learn about the history, some of the basics of the... I mean, there is music theory in rock, and there is a rich history as well that's good to know about, to get some performance practice and also some coaching on both what you can do better as a player and also stage presence is a big, big part of that style. And I think one of them, we're running two sessions, one of which is going to culminate in a live performance at a bar. It's fine for the kids. We're going to do a little bit of recording at the end. So people will be able to experience that side of the rock world.
And you can get information on all of this stuff and in all of the details at the website, which is c-4a.org.
Right. There's a little arrow to summer camps right on the front page there. So it should be easy to find.
Well, you are here to play a bit today, you do have instruments in hand. So why don't we just launch into whatever you want to launch into first, which will be what?
It's just Vivaldi.
All right. The first movement of Vivaldi's Concerto in C Major for mandolin and strings and keyboard.
And this is one of the pieces that will be on the concert tonight.
Correct. With
at 7:30.
Slightly augmented performing forces, but we can give you a flavor of it.
This will be an idea. You'll recognize Vivaldi anyway on Live and Local. The opening movement of Vivaldi's Concerto in C for mandolin, Matt Croson on the mandolin, and the violinists Jan Matthews and Robin Kirtan. Robin actually standing in this case for Claire Cannon, I guess.
Right.
Because Robin will be playing viola in the actual event, and Chris Raymond on the keyboard.
Well, he was actually
also standing in for
Amy Flores on cello.
On cello as well.
Right, well, yeah, it was interesting watching him sort of flip around between two different pieces of music. So that's what happens when you try to collapse a larger ensemble into just five players here on Live and Local. And in fact, for that matter, just four in the case of that. In the case of that performance, so Amy Flores will play cello. I guess you said that, and that's the opening piece on tonight's concert from the Community Center for the Arts, which is actually going to be held at where I'm looking.
The Help. Unitarian Church at the corner of Green and Birch in Urbana.
In Urbana, yeah, not at the center, right. But the Community Center is in the old post office building now. As
right.
of what, for about a year, not even
September. Yeah, we moved in September.
Yeah, had been over at Lincoln Square Village, I guess it's now called, as opposed to Lincoln Square Mall. And you're hearing them live and local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Support for our show comes in part from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jams, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. There is a mix of classical music on the program, along with sort of semi-classical and popular kinds of things, including old-time popular, like Bye Bye Blackbird, I see, is on your program for tonight. Got a couple of guest performers who aren't on faculty. Dorothy Materano, violin, I see, is appearing tonight, and percussionist Ricardo Flores, who is married to said cellist Amy Flores, who is on the faculty.
Right.
Talk a little bit about some of the approach that you take in teaching. There's a mix of, as you said earlier, classical teaching, you know, for lack of a better term, traditional classical, and then there's traditional. Other kinds of traditional.
Yeah. There's a growing trend in string pedagogy these days. For the past 10 years, it's begun to get really more growing. And there's a belief among a lot of string teachers that still the classical pedagogy is, for as far as violin, viola, cello pedagogy is pretty well defined. That's still the best way to develop your technique, but a growing number of kids and other people, grown-ups, don't want to be just playing classical music. They're, you know, there's kind of a revival of traditional music. The banjo, for example, is skyrocketing in popularity. I'm basing this on the enormous growth of the banjo hangout in like the last 2 years since I've been following. It's kind of picking up members at an astounding rate.
The banjo hangout?
It's an online community. I shouldn't have said that on the radio. It's like, it's okay, my dark secret is coming out.
This is what you do with your time.
No, not very often, actually. Oh, okay. I'm usually too busy to enjoy the banjo hangout, but they're picking up membership rapidly, and Tom tells me that there's an incredible number of 50-year-old PhDs who are taking up the banjo across the country.
And Tom would know.
He would. Yeah,
although he picked it up a while ago.
Yeah, but he keeps his finger on that pulse. So there's that, and then the popularity of fiddle. And if you listen to popular music on the radio now, you're going to hear a lot more string playing. And I'm not just talking about the Motown string orchestras, too. Like, a lot of rock bands have fiddle players in them now, and the kids are aware of this, and they want that, and they're wanting somebody who can give them access to that kind of playing.
For that matter, mandolin players show up in lots of different settings as well.
Yeah, we actually have a number of students who've begun to double on fiddle and mandolin and banjo and guitar and...
Another plectral instruments, isn't that the right
nice
term?
Nice word. Yeah. That's this muscle here, right?
Yeah, minus the L. Yeah.
So anyway, that's part of our approach, but we do also have a kind of a team approach too, because, for example, Mr. Matthews, who's been sitting here rather quietly, and I often we like to pop in on each other's lessons and. You know, exchange ideas, maybe be substitute teachers for each other sometimes. Do you want to speak to that?
Well, my teaching training has been pretty scattered. So when I started working for Robin, I thought it would be prudent to be able to draw from the wealth of knowledge that she gets from How much is it, Robin? Should I not say on the air?
Oh.
25 years of teaching?
Yes, something like that.
5 years of teaching.
No, 25.
Okay.
At least.
At least.
Hey.
So it's always wonderful to just sit in and see how she goes, how she interacts with students. Even just coming to a bodacious rehearsal is often very
bodacious
eye-opening.
String band.
That would be bodacious string band. Just to see how through it must be the X factor that they have identified on Idols, that you could keep 50 kids really enraptured and interested in what you're doing and paying attention and all those things. Robin and Matt and all the people involved there are very good at what they do. So it's good to see how they do it.
Yeah.
And yet you bring something else, apparently.
He brings his own wealth.
So, Robin, I guess you need to comment on that because he's not going to do it.
Well, no, he's just standing there blushing right now. No, Jan is great. He is a fantastic team player, and he's very supportive. And apparently his students like him.
That's what I hear.
They do. They're you know, actually his non-students, can I tell that story?
It's cute, but now I'm really going to blush.
Yeah, some of the people who don't study with him, I learned the accordion player in the Bodacious String Band, when she's trying to personify a really good violin player, she mimics Jan. She makes yawn faces when she's trying to imitate a good violin player.
I want to see those faces. See if I approve.
Oh, I think you would like them.
Okay.
They look serious and earnest, like you.
And Jan is Jan Matthews. Uh-huh. We haven't mentioned the last name in a while.
And besides that, he's a really fine player, and his knowledge of the advanced violin repertoire is a really good foundation for our more advanced students, and
he too has played in rock bands.
That's true.
I have indeed.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But I didn't play the violin in rock band. I didn't feel that it really belongs in
and
there.
And what did you do?
So then I sang instead.
Oh, I'm not even sure I knew that.
Oh, really?
I did knew that.
I try and keep that a secret. That.
Are you going to be singing today?
No.
Are you going to be singing at the concert?
No.
Are you going to be singing at anything anytime soon?
It's only something I do when there's 200 watts of distortion and sound mass behind me.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, it's okay, so we know there won't be any rock music tonight at the concert.
But that's
the community
just
center.
About the only thing that won't be there, I think.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
We do have, as you started mentioning, we have some special guests that will be there, and we have one of them here in our studio today, and I know that she has another commitment, so I wonder if we should get her to play before she has to leave.
Commitments of higher priority than live and local?
Well, I didn't say a better commitment. I just said another one.
Oh, another one.
Yeah.
All right. Nicely done. This is Gunhildr Dadadottir.
I can talk a little bit about
Please
what we
do.
Are about to play.
Please do.
So Gunhildr is one of a long line of Icelandic violinists who come to study with Sibbi Bernardsson of the Pacifica Quartet.
And Iceland is very much in the news lately.
She said as a special treat she would teach us how to pronounce the name of the volcano.
Yeah, I know. Nobody. Okay. Everybody says the volcano in Iceland. And Vic DiGeronimo of our station has been practicing. He said he was listening to Icelandic speakers pronounce it about 40, 50 times. And he came and announced to me how you say this. And I didn't even know what he was talking about because I'd never seen the name of the volcano. So do we get to hear it?
Eyjafjallajökull.
Sure. Write that down, AP and NPR. This is how you do it. What are you going to play?
Oh, we're going to play the Passacaglia, which is based on a bass line from a Handel piece for keyboard. And there it goes again. Finnish violinist made a transcription of it. Norwegian. I always miss
Johan Halvorsen.
Johan Halvorsen. And it's a very effective and very popular showpiece. If you go on YouTube, you'll see all the great violinists playing it. Lots of neat tricks, and at some point, you might even wonder if you're just listening to two string players.
Like this is the second time we've heard this piece in the last few weeks.
Oh.
Stefan Milankovic and Dmitry Kuzov.
Oh.
Were in here and they played it as well before the Docha Chamber Music Festival.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So here you go. The gauntlet has been thrown down. But this is Gunhildr Daradóttir with Jan Matthews on violin and viola on Live and Local.
On this show?
Occasionally. So when you have enough people in your own crowd, then you can applaud for each other. That was violinist Gunhildur Dadadottir with violist Jan Matthews playing the Passacaglia of George Frederick Handel as adapted by Johan Halvorsen. And we'll say goodbye to Gunna, who has another commitment, and thanks for coming on. She said thank you. She's already out the door. And speaking about the door, I see looking at her bio briefly that she's going to be out the door in the fall and defecting to the University of Michigan.
Alas,
yes.
Yeah. Another good one has fallen.
First chance to hear her here on Live and Local. Gunna is a guest on the recital tonight at the Community Center for the Arts. Jan is faculty member along with other faculty members here. We're going to hear some more music representing both the breadth of offerings at the Community Center and also the breadth of offerings on tonight's concert. Mm-hmm. The doors and wine bar open at 7, and the performance will start at 7:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Church on West Green Street in Urbana. And it is a benefit concert. Tickets are $20 and include wine, coffee, a fabulous dessert, or some fabulous dessert, as it says here, and, of course, you're hearing a representation of the music. If you'd like to make reservations, email Robin Kirtan, who is the director of the center, robin@c-4a.org. For more information on this concert and the many other offerings at the center, the web address is c-4a.org. And I'm going to mention before we launch into some more music, another of the events going on this weekend. In fact, it started already today, 8 o'clock this morning, in Charleston. It's the Celebration, a festival of the arts. For information, eiu.edu/celebration. That's Eastern Illinois University, eiu.edu/celebration. And there are many exhibitions going on at the Tarbell Arts Center until 5 o'clock today, and lots of live performances of many different kinds. It's a 3-day festival, runs through Sunday, an eclectic blend of music from jazz to rock and folk to classical, lots of other different kinds of performing artists. And again, that web address, eiu.edu/celebration. And I have the schedule in hand, but it is very long and varied, and it would take the rest of the show for me to actually tell you what all is on there, so we're not going to do that. I don't know what sequence you had planned to go in, but I feel like hearing a little jazz.
You know, I think I was just whispering to Jan, it's like, we should get Chris to play a little bit.
Yeah, he's been sitting over here in the lotus position for a while.
Well, he played his cello part already, but he can do more than that.
Yeah, Chris Raymond teaches at the center, and we had you on here with a trio at some point?
Yeah, with Mark O'Connor and Chris Nolte, I think it was.
Yeah, we need to have you back at some point and be doing another gig. It's been too long.
Yeah, well, it was October, I think.
Oh, well then.
It's long enough.
I've got lots of openings starting sometime in May.
Great.
If you want to fill some of those. Do you want to, as they say, announce from the stage what you want to do?
Sure. I think
because your listings aren't listed. There's nothing announced on the program that I'm looking at for tonight.
As so. It should be, right? Yeah. It's always on the fly. I think I'll play a little bit of an old tune, a Charlie Chaplin tune called "Smile."
There we go.
Yeah.
Always forget that Charlie Chaplin wrote music and played the cello left-handed.
No way.
Yeah. Way.
Huh.
Yeah, there you go. Chris Raymond on Live and Local.
Thank you.
cool that we have somebody on our faculty who can do that and teach beginners too?
Yeah. Well, I was just sitting here, thinking very personally about this, and imagining my sitting in your chair there, Chris, and having these four trained musicians staring at me, and I would be immobilized. I mean, I just remember I'm not a good pianist at all, and when I sit in my choir room and practicing hymns, which is about as well as I can do, as soon as anybody walks in the room, I'm riddled with mistakes. I just can't do it. So,
see, for me, it's kind of
how do you handle it?
It's actually the radio part that makes me more nervous.
Oh, really?
It's the people I can't see.
Oh, well.
I mean, usually when I'm playing a concert, I'm looking at either the music or I'm looking at the keyboard, or a lot of times in jazz, I'm not even facing the audience. The way that the group tends to set up, you have to face the ensemble, so I usually don't even notice the audience until the end.
Well, look at this way. You don't notice the radio audience either.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, it's different because I know we're on the radio. I know there's got to be people listening, right? Of course are.
Probably about 4,000 or 5,000, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Biggest audience you ever had. Yeah, but chances are they're eating something or they're doing work or,
Or they're calling the station right now to say, wow, that was great.
How do we get tickets? Yeah, well, you can get tickets to hear Chris and the other performers and a number of other performers at the Community Center for the Arts fundraising concert tonight at 7:30. Doors opening at 7 at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Urbana. And for more information, c-4a.org. Want to run down a few other quick items in our, because there's so many things going on this weekend, I think it's only fair. The Eastern Illinois University Jazz Ensemble is performing tonight. Time not given on my listing here, but I imagine it's at 7:30 in Charleston at the Dowd Fine Arts Center. The Champaign-Urbana Theater Company is holding auditions for its student show for this summer, Willy Wonka. Those are tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Romeo and Julia Curren, called Beauty and Burlesque, Songs of the Renaissance, is at the Krannert Center tonight at 7:30. University of Illinois Philharmonia is tonight at 7:30 at Krannert. Danville Light Opera presenting The Secret Garden this weekend, and you can check their website. Station Theater presenting Always Patsy Cline, 8 o'clock each evening. Illinois Symphony Orchestra is performing tonight and tomorrow in Bloomington and Springfield, respectively. University of Illinois Assembly Hall presents a one-time shot at the musical Cabaret tomorrow night. Let's see, Bells in Motion, a handbell choir, is performing tomorrow night at 7 in Pena, and Sunday at 4 in Springfield. Check their website as well. The Koresh Dance Company is at EIU in Charleston Sunday at 4 o'clock. The Krannert Center debut artist is harpist Chen Yu Huang. She's giving her recital Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. UI Steel Band performing Sunday evening at 7:30. And it goes on from there. Just a smattering of the offerings in our community, which are pretty incredible that we try to cover. On Live and Local here on FM 90.9, our show made possible by the Illinois Symphony Orchestra presenting a season finale concert, Bates and Beethoven. We'll feature Beethoven favorites, plus pianist Leon Bates performing the Emperor Concerto tonight at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, and Saturday at 8 at Sangamon Auditorium, UIS. Information at ilsymphony.org. Well, doing a time check here, how do you want to apportion the time, Robin Kirtan, director of the Community Center for the Arts?
Well, part of our musical offerings include a lot of traditional music. We have a fiddle class and a banjo class and guitar classes, and representing that on tonight's program is a group called the Flexible Flyers. And it's so flexible that I'm the only one who could fly in here today. But fortunately, to represent that part, I have my trusty sidekick, Assistant Bodacious Director Matt Croissant here. And we thought that we might just tell you one cool thing that we're doing in Bodacious. This Sunday, we're recording a CD. And we thought we might play a couple of the cuts from that CD. And that kind of represents the sort of things that you might hear the Flexible Flyers do this evening on fiddle, banjo, and guitar.
And it's fiddler Robin Kirtan and guitarist Matt Croissant.
Do you want to start with Star or do Frosty and Star?
Maybe start with Frosty.
Okay, we'll start with Frosty Morning, and then we'll just launch into the Stir of the County Down when we get done.
I thought it was going to be Frosty and the Snowman.
Frosty and the Snowman? Frosty. No. Sorry, Kevin.
That's okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, gosh. I think I better do something about that. Sorry.
I didn't do it.
Have you been tuning my violin again, Kevin?
I've been turning pegs while you weren't looking.
And you wouldn't tell me which one, right?
No. And then for a completely different flavor. Now, is this going to be a waltz or a march?
I know you're always trying to make it into a march, but I'm sorry, it's a waltz.
All right, fine.
If you sing it, you can march it. But
okay.
I'm not going to.
Do I have to mediate this or what?
No, I'm standing up so I can win, but if he stands up, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, but mine's bigger. Oh.
Just play, please. Before
we
get
me,
into big trouble. Thank you. And those are a couple pieces that won't be on the concert tonight.
They might
show up. There's a lot of improvisatory elements to the concert tonight at the fundraising concert for the Community Center for the Arts. Doors and Wine Bar open at 7. Performance starts at 7:30. It's at the Unitarian Universalist Church on West Green Street in Urbana. To reserve your spot, which you can still do, they prefer you do it in advance, you can email Robin Kirtan at robin@c-4a.org. Quite a variety of music on the program. We've had Robin with us and Matt Croissant playing on the guitar and mandolin, and Jan Matthews violin viola, and Gunhilde Dadadottir on violin, and Chris Raymond on the piano. And thank you all very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And I'll be back with another show on Monday with some Ecuadorian music, or Ecuadoran music, however you say that. On the show,
Music from Ecuador
on Live and Local Monday from 12 to 1. Our show today, sponsored in part by the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held every Saturday from 2 to 6. Information is available at 337-7704 or at thecorkscrew.com. The Writer's Almanac coming up next, classical music at 106. Chris Raymond, take us out.
Is it still raining outside?
Listening to WYLL FM and HD Urbana, operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana, the listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.